What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked about Jed Wills yesterday. And there's Twitter actions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. There's definitely Twitter accounts that I like Twitter for the craziness. I like social media for the craziness. It may lead to our downfall, but who knows? But somebody got a hold of what we said, I think, during About Last Night yesterday. A guy named Roberto Shenanigans, who is a big Browns fan and tweets the show from time to time, and we're thankful for I imagine it's a man. We're thankful for he or she listening. And it was my quote about Jed Wills. And there are people who, they go, why does the media soft-pedal Jed Wills so much? Why are they so nice to Jed Wills? And I didn't even think I was being nice to Jed Wills because it wasn't captured in the passage that he or she posted where it was like, hey, I'd like to see him over at right tackle at some point just to see for my own personal edification. And I was like, I said I didn't want him to play for the Cleveland Browns again. And there were a lot of people going, why didn't you just say that he was lazy? Why can't you say that he was lazy? I go, I figured we all just assumed. I figured we did. But there is, I got to tell you, maybe I'm a little bit soft for this. Like, when I hear Giannotti over there in New York say, like, Carl Anthony Towns is a loser. Man, that's a strong thing to say.
For a guy that's been to two conference championship series back-to-back years. Like, two different teams.
Like, do you have responsibility when you're saying that? Can you be responsible to saying something like that? No, I think that
Giannotti's
Gio's a big boy. He can do it. But I go, there are guys, like, I got really hot over Juan Thornhill yesterday. There's no reason to start ripping fans or tweeting back at fans when you go on to Pittsburgh. Let's call it what it is. You were a complete and utter disappointment with your time with the Cleveland Browns. I know you got a different fan base now, but you have sent way more tweets than you ever made tackles. You were on the injured list, and I hope that that was just a bad time for you. You don't got to start ripping fans. Fans are fans. They live in a fantasy world, and all they wanted you to do was play well. But I looked at Jed Wills. Yeah, I don't think that Jed Wills' motor was great. I think that he certainly could have worked harder, and there were definitely people who could back you up on that. But I'm looking at a guy whose career may very well be over, and I just went, man, I don't know if I need to go ripping Jed Wills and saying everything that we already know.
Okay,
when I've had exchanges with Jed Wills, and he wasn't bad at all.
Basically in sports, we break it down very binary, right? We either love you or hate you. In most cases, when all is said and done, especially after you leave. We turn on a lot of guys after they leave. Even really good players, we turn on you after you leave. There's very few, the percentage is very small in sports, of guys that leave either for more money or for whatever reason. Maybe they got better in their... Joe Hayden was actually probably better in his last few years in Pittsburgh than he was in his last few years in Cleveland. But we like Joe because he went out of his way to help with his PR here in Cleveland, here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. What are the worst things, though, you can say about athletes in sports? Because you used one of the terms earlier.
Tell me.
Lazy was one of them.
Lazy quitting, or soft.
Okay, soft.
Quitting, if you want to do it, quitting, lazy, soft.
Okay.
In that order. Power rank the worst things you can say.
That's pretty good. I think that's a pretty apt power ranking. So after that, how can you truly prove any of those things you just say? Like, we will look, sometimes I think we work backwards. We reverse engineer it. And once we have it in our mind that you are one of those things, we now go back and look for the evidence and assign. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he was quitting there. He was, it might just be for some of these guys who are just not good enough. Like, we can't say because a player doesn't get better over time that he didn't put in the work. Maybe he's just not good enough. Like, that's always part of it, too. We always assume in sports that our draft picks are going to get better every year. And when they don't get better, we assign injuries, right? Or eventually, if we really like the guy, sometimes you got to admit, maybe that guy just wasn't that good. Yeah. I've had to do that with guys that I've really liked coming out of college for either the NBA or for the NFL. I've had to finally come to grips with the player wasn't good enough. So when you use the term lazy that a lot of people have just freely used to describe, you know, our left tackle that had to come in after who? Joe Thomas. Yeah. Like, we did say we were setting up everybody
for failure.
It was Greg
Robinson in between there, and then he ended up getting in trouble.
Yeah, well, we had to say whoever was going to take over for Joe, mm-hmm. they were set up for failure. Mm-hmm. They were not going to be as good as Joe, even if they were a six-time Pro Bowler. Not as good as Joe, not a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. right? Like, that was the hard part of all of this.
I don't think these are hard and fast rules. I think it is a case-by-case basis. And I look at Jed Wills' career. It was a ceremonial flag for holding and false start in every single game that he started. He started 57 of 58 games, and it felt like every single game he got a hold, and every single game he got a flag for a false start. And that's bad. That's not good attention to detail. And I worry about the rest of his career, if he's going to have the rest of his career. Because, yes, I do have it on good authority. His work ethic was questioned. So what am I trying to say when I say your work ethic has been questioned by people who know way more about it than I would? What am I trying to say? But I don't like saying those words right off, because I didn't have a bad experience with him. I didn't have a great experience with him. He's not what, like, DeJuan Jones hit it off of that young man from the word go. Love him.
Yeah, that shouldn't none of that should matter. Why does any of this matter whether they get along with you in a conversation?
That's different for me, though, and it's probably not the right thing to do. But if I get along with you, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be adversarial.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With you. And if I get along with you right from the very get-go, I'm sorry, I tend to be nicer. I just tend to be nicer about it. I tend to feel worse when your career ends. I tend to feel worse when you get hurt. I think it happens.
Just talk about natural bias.
Yes, but I think a lot of fans do it. I think there's been so, like, I sat there and I go, how do you guys sit there and defend Miles Straw with me on the radio just because he cussed out some Yankees fans? Because I look at Miles Straw during his career here in Cleveland, like, this guy's been terrible. You gave him this contract when he's what? He can run fast and he cussed out Yankees fans. Great. You guys want to defend this goofiness to me? But I never met the guy. So So we don't tell me we won't sit there and defend players who aren't that great. Jared Allen, there's a lot of teams that they will send Jared Allen right out of here. And I'll tell you right now, if the Browns were to re-sign Jed Wills on the same day that the Cavaliers were to trade Jared Allen, I think the earth would open up and the city of Cleveland would just fall into it because people would be losing their minds. Don't tell me we don't pick fan favorites based on guys that we just like. Andrew Sendejo, he kept quiet with the media. Andrew Sendejo was out of gas, and that last year was awful. But I know he was trying. And so when we get out there and we get mad about some of the things going on, yeah, I would tend to, let's talk around the Andrew Sendejo as much as we can. Because I knew he was trying. I knew what he was doing. He's doing his best, and I can't do anything about replacing him until the spring comes along. So that's where I stand on it. But I'm just trying to be as honest with everybody as I can because I know fans pick their favorites. Whether they mean it or not. Matthew Dellavedova, in the grand scheme of things, let's call it what it is. Was he a great NBA player? He was an NBA player, so you got to give him credit for that. See, even I'm soft-pedaling it because I like him. LeBron James made him $35 million. But here I am. I like Matthew Dellavedova, so I'll be a little bit soft here. We do that all the time. We all play favorites in some way. Jed Wills, I know. His attitude didn't look great. He wasn't that good. I think he might have been misplayed on the offensive line. Is that as much his fault as it is the Browns' fault, as it is where they drafted him, that they drafted him before Tristan Wirfs, who certainly seems to love football and is very, very good? Can't blame that on him. What's this season stand for to you? This is going to be a question we're asking a lot because I had somebody else put it out there. Man, I usually agree with you, but if they get to 7 or 8 wins, Kenny, that's a purgatory. And I look at the Jets, the Jags, and us, and I go, man, there's been so many times we haven't won a lot of games, and we've gone out there, and we're excited that we have these one high first-round picks or two first-round picks, and we just went out there and screwed them up. The same thing with the Jets and the same thing as the Jags. Meanwhile, Owen's favorite football team, they tried to stay the course. They traded up, took Patrick Mahomes. Buffalo, they stayed the course. They didn't have any reason to. They traded up. They took Josh Allen. The Green Bay Packers got back into the first, if I'm not mistaken, but they traded and got Jordan Love. Maybe try winning a game for a change. Maybe actually trying instead of looking at everything from a broad perspective of, well, we can win there in that year, but not. Let's not be trying to win too many games now. We don't want to mess this up. Why? Because I can bring up every single quarterback that's coming out in this year's draft, and nobody really knows who they are, but I guarantee you, as of right now, as of June 4th, you will have very strong feelings against every single one of these quarterbacks that are coming out in this draft, because Arch Manning ain't going to be there. So you will have very passionate views. There will be people who want to stand in there and turn in those cards for those guys. You will be terrified of any one of these quarterbacks because we don't know what we're looking at
what
anymore.
What percentage of the 32 teams in a league have playoffs as a reasonable goal?
A reasonable
for them this
goal?
Year? Yes.
A percentage being 70.
Okay.
And right now, so I think they, or are you talking about they or us?
For the Browns, is it a reasonable goal?
No. I think it's a great goal to shoot for, but I can't say it's a reasonable goal. I don't know who the quarterback is going to be. I got an old guy, an also-ran, and two rookies. I don't know what the quarterback's going to be.
And I asked Sam Monson yesterday, I said, is every team in the NFL decent quarterback play away from making the playoffs? He said yes.
If it were Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, or you know who, I think I could put that on it. But I don't know who that's going to be. But I'm telling you, if you're always bringing in young guys and you lay it on the line and get something out of this and you build some leadership, you're going to be better for it in the long run.
That's the hard part. How many of the kids are going to be a part of that turnaround?
Don't know.
Is it going to be, because Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller, you know, those offensive
we're
linemen.
Coming to the end. They got to end up being good players, and I don't know that yet. I have a lot of hope for Quinshon Judkins. Everybody's loving Carson Schlesinger. I mean, he's got good odds for defensive rookie of the year. So they're loving that kid. We'll see what happens there.
I thought Travis Hunter was going to win offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I'm seeing stuff about people making a big deal about him, what route he's running, and then people are talking about his wedding, which I'm not going to talk about his wedding. I don't give a damn about his wedding.
We should talk about the wedding. Why wouldn't you want to talk about his wedding?
Because you know damn well why they want to talk about his wedding. Or are you just going to stare at me?
I don't know. I'm not playing stupid. I don't know.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I swear to you. What is so interesting?
That slippery wizard.
What is so? What? Why is that a third rail?
Well, because I don't know what's true and what's not true about this young lady that he married. Isn't that why it's a third rail? Hello?
Am I missing something here?
Really missing something? We talked about this on the air about how we didn't want to talk about it on the air before. About Travis Hunter's significant other?
He seems to really like her and he married her. What's the problem?
That's the wizard is out. 216-474-0092. We are on the Yellow Brick Road to go to the wizard now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.